Welcome back, everybody, to the series prediction episode of the Bastards of Boston Baseball Podcast. Joining us tonight is Terry and Gabby. Let's get right into it. We have a three-game set at Fenway Park between the Red Sox and the Giants. First game is on Tuesday. We have an off day on Monday, a 7:10 p.m. first pitch. We have Logan Webb against Cooper Criswell. Terry, how do you see game one going?
Well, Criswell was pretty solid his last time out, but he's up against a Cy Young contender. The Giants have kind of struggled a little bit, but I feel like they're kind of finding their stride right now. They're sitting currently one game under 500. Webb is basically off to his solid start. You know, he's got a 233 earned run average. He's pitched seven innings or more in his last three starts against the Mets, Diamondbacks, and Tampa Bay Rays. And in those 22 innings, he's given up one run and only walked one each of the last three. So hard to imagine the Red Sox are going to come away with this one. The Giants' offense, though, isn't super robust, and that's probably a good reason why they're currently under 500 right now. I'm just trying to see where they are in some of these categories. Okay, yeah, so they're middle of the pack, basically. Their team batting average right now, 245 with a 311 on base. As far as home runs go, they're, about on pace with the rest of the league. The Red Sox, where are we? Oh, wow. No. So the Red Sox are crushing it right now with home runs, basically second in MLB. So it's not a super robust offense, but with a guy like Webb, I mean, we could have some low scoring games this series, but I'm giving it to the Red Sox. I'm not having a good series right away. Giving it to the Giants in game one.
Gabby, what are your thoughts?
So although Criswell did not have a bad start to the season, I don't feel like I've seen enough of him to confidently pick against Logan Webb. So give me the Giants in game one.
You know, I think these are a lot of smart picks, right? It's not necessarily what the Red Sox are bringing to the table so much as it's what the Giants are bringing to the table, right? This is a team that everybody was lauding for, you know, a great offseason. They made a lot of smart additions. They added to, you know, both sides of the ball, both offense and defense. Terry, as you mentioned, Webb has been spinning it great recently. There's not a lot of traffic on those base paths. He's not walking a lot of guys. He's not giving up a lot of hits. You know, his whip's just a little bit over one. You know, I think if the Red Sox, for whatever reason, can get him out of the game early, get into that bullpen, that could really turn the tide of this series. Unfortunately, I don't really see that happening. I like Webb and the Giants in game one as well. Turning the page to game two, we have another 7:10 p.m. first pitch on Wednesday. It is to be determined out of the Giants, and it'll be going up against Cutter Crawford for the Red Sox. Terry, how do you have game two going?
I'm going to have to go with Cutter Crawford. You know, I talked about in the last show how he struggled with his mechanics at times. And after some of those games, he did bounce back with, you know, a very strong start. So just going through the Giants numbers right now, they're very average to a little bit below average in just about everything except hitting doubles. They are 11th in MLB right now, and they don't strike out a ton, which tells me they could be working the counts pretty well against some of these pitchers, but they just haven't been getting it done productively, at least in the month of April. So I'm gonna take the Red Sox in game two against Crawford, and much of that lineup has never even seen Crawford either. So,
Gabby?
I will also be picking the Red Sox in game two. I think Crawford is going to come in with a hot start, and it's hard to pick TBD when you don't know what TBD is. So Crawford for game two.
As somebody that's had to predict a lot of how TBD or TBA games will go for the Red Sox last year, does not give me a lot of confidence, to say the least. So I have the Red Sox as well in game two. This is not doing very well for us trying to create some distance or separation in the predictions sheet. But, you know, I like Crawford to bounce back and, you know, to borrow something from Imanaga, you know, and, you know, what Terry mentioned, where a lot of these players haven't seen Crawford yet, right? So he's going to be able to go out. He's going to be able to attack his spots, do his, you know, routine, his rotations, his, you know, pitching repertoire as he deems fit. He doesn't have to make those unnecessary adjustments just yet. The guy's a bulldog. He's a fighter. He's one of my favorite players on the team. I love his attitude, and I think he's going to find a way to keep the Giants lineup down to make game three the rubber match. And speaking of game three, it is a 1:35 p.m. Eastern time first pitch on Thursday, May 2nd. We have Kyle Harrison, the lefty, against Josh Winkowski, the righty. Terry, how do you have game three?
This is the hardest game to pick of them all. I'm going to give it to the Giants. I mean, Harrison's been pretty solid in his last few outings. And I don't know where he really projects out. He's pretty young and hasn't been around that long, but he seems like he's probably going to be a middle of the rotation type guy. Winkowski hasn't really seemed to get past the third inning. So if Cutter Crawford can give the Red Sox six or seven, Winkowski will have a pretty well-rested bullpen to come in after him. But I'm gonna give it to the Giants in this one and have them winning the series 2-1.
Gary.
So I was really hoping for some diversity here, just in the spirit of things. But I was looking at the Giants' previously played games to see which teams they've gone up against. And it looks like they've gone against the Padres so far, the Dodgers, Nats, Tampa Bay, Marlins, or whatever, Diamondbacks, and Pittsburgh. So some of those teams are pretty solid, and, you know, with the Giants having a, 14-15 record right now, I feel like they must be doing something right to, you know, come out almost even. So I think I'm going to have to choose the Giants for game three.
Unfortunately, I'm going to pick the Giants as well for game three. This is a team, as I mentioned, that had added a lot of talent and a lot of players in the offseason. It's going to take a little bit of time for that to gel, and I think they're kind of starting to figure that out. You know, they're doing the storming, the norming, the forming, whatever that process is to building a team. And, I think we're going to start to see the fruits of those labors. While the right-handed bats have been white hot, I don't know if it's going to be enough to carry us through a lefty starter, unless, you know, Vaughn Grissom comes up and just keeps hitting the cover off the ball. Bobby stays red hot and contributes in the bottom half of the lineup. But, you know, Winkowski, I don't think, just gives us enough into the full game. I think a lot has to break right. You know, Terry, as you mentioned, Carter's got to go six or seven to keep that bullpen rested so we get, you know, the full bevy of arms behind Winkowski, or, you know, he goes out and has a stellar start and goes deep into the game, which, you know, we haven't really seen yet. So while I would love for the Red Sox to take 2 out of 3 here, I don't necessarily see it happening. I have Harrison and the Giants taking game three. Any other tidbits or notes to add?
Not really. Just hopefully, like we said in the previous show, you got guys like Duran, Rafaela, continuing to stay relatively hot. Abreu kind of had a quiet series against the Cubs, only 2-10, so it'd be good to see him get hot again as well. He did have a great defensive play. We didn't mention that. snagged it.
Tremendous had to, snag.
Yeah, he had to run quite a ways to basically get all the way into that right field corner there, and made it. I think it would have been a ground rule double had it bounced, but hopefully the young core stays hot, and you know, the veterans like O'Neill and Devers can just kind of do their normal stuff.
All righty. Well, that'll wrap it for us today. Thank you all for listening. Take care.